You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with Johnny Social Media 305, even though he's from New York. Southern Rock defines him because he is the Ramblin' Man. Now we're back, Johnny, and we're going to ramble through social media again. All right. So tell me, so you talked a little bit about pulling contacts in. What else should somebody look for in today's world of staying connected and building your brand online?
I think they really should look for what people are saying, and this is...
You need more coffee, John.
Give me 1 second. It's about psychology. You know, one thing that I've been to so many meetings and so many conferences and so many webinars, and, you know, it's always the same thing. You got to be authentic and you got to do this.
Your authentic self?
Your authentic self, and you got to do this and you got to do that and you got to do this. One thing I realize what the world is not doing, what the webinars are not catching, what they're not selling, for lack of a better word, is they're always worried about what they're putting out to the world. But the reality is, you know, as a small business, and most of us are, you know, listen, granted, Apple Computer is sitting right now on $206 billion.
And they still want me to buy a new phone. Can you believe that?
Yeah. But you know what? At the end of the day, they can hire the old Nike advertising firm and pay them $100 million and, hey, you know, do a social media
campaign. Go make this look good.
Yeah. What about the local pizzeria? What about the you know,
the
individual...
The local radio show.
The local radio show. The local real estate guy. The tire shop. How do they do it? What do you... Yeah, oh, yeah, let me spend $1 million on advertising.
You want to create a curated community, no?
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is instead of creating content that you're putting out, how about you just find the people that you need?
And bring them in. Oh,
so,
look at that.
Yeah. So the reality is, I love it. AC is probably
the
best.
AC is making it, you know,
ever.
AC, I'm getting you another box of Skittles for this.
AC.
You're the man. He loves the rainbow.
AC,
we're getting him some more Skittles.
You see what AC's doing? He's not working what we're doing. He's doing what he thinks is smart. And we love that.
Well, what we love is the fact that he thinks independently and he's on our vibe.
Exactly.
And what he's done is he's brought us into, oh God, I just got it, his world.
So the thing about it, let's take that to social media. See?
He did it
again. Double time right
I
there.
Love that guy. Yeah. We're not showing the best part of the show is the guy working the control room. We're going to have to
get more cameras.
Well, John?
Yeah. Well, Apple should be sponsoring the show first off. All right. Should be sponsoring the show at this point.
Well, we need to pull them in, John, and we're going to use your strategy to do that. So how would I do that?
At the end of the day, instead of worrying about what you're putting out, instead of sending tweets, instead of putting out Facebook posts.
Instead of broadcasting?
Exactly. Listen,
not that I've ever heard this speech before, right?
Search for the people you're looking for. Search the content that they're talking about. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook have 100%. Don't speak. Stop speaking. I see you. Do not speak. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook have 100% all redone their search features. So I can search words. I can search locations. I can search everything. And that's what customers or clients or businesses or whoever it is want to do. Just go to, instead of going to the feed, go to the search box and type in whatever you want to search for. You want to search for pizza and you want to search for pizza in Coconut Grove? Do it. And you'll get everybody in Coconut Grove
that's looking for pizza.
Exactly. Or has just had pizza.
So then, for instance, in real estate, what you want to do is you want to search the hashtag Miami. You put in Miami real estate. You don't even need a hashtag.
Well,
it searches the words.
Let's put it this way.
I have 4 minutes, John, which means you have 3.
How do we find the $100 million guy in real estate via social media? That's the real question.
Oh, don't even answer that, Johnny. That's for me.
All right.
People will have to come to our office to hear that one. We're not answering that on the radio.
Let me tell you something. It's real.
Beyond real. What are you kidding me? With Richard and the stuff that he has and the platforms that he's going to, and by the way, we're going to work with him. We've talked about it. We're going to integrate our content because we do so much private equity and wealth management. We're going to work with Richard. It's going to happen. So we're going to show Richard how to find his $100 million families. You're going to show me first.
All right.
I got to be there first.
It works, dude. Let me tell you something. We
No, no, no. You two aren't going home. You're coming home to the Sky Palace. Hashtag Sky Palace.
All right.
We're going to go look at the sunrise, the moonrise, and we're going to find us some real estate investors. But, Johnny, if people want to find you, what do?
Are they Jets fans or regular people?
Well, make
people?
Believe they're both. You go first for us, then the Jets fans.
All right. The quickest way to do it is very simply. Just do social media 305. On any
talk
internet.
About a thought leader.
Yeah. Secondly, you could always call at 305-710-2273.
Hold and it, but the Jets fans.
The Jets fans, just, you know, go to any Giants game and look for the billboard in the back, and it'll say social media 305. We
this.
Love you too.
I love you, Johnny. Rotten, you are the best. John Mahoney, social media 305. My gosh, how do I do this and get these performances from these people?
You've been killing it, dude.
I'm telling you.
I don't even know what's going on here.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.